Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am your host. My name is Jacob. And this week, I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite games of all time, Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots. Possibly the longest title of all time. I don't know. Look it up. Now, let's see. I think I said say, I meant let's see. I have been recording for a couple hours now. I've recorded the Metal Gear Solid 1 episode. I've recorded 2 and 3 and Peace Walker. Not as good, in my opinion. Not as good as the first. And now I'm looking to do my favorite Metal Gear game. And I'll probably talk about Metal Gear Solid 5 in here. I'm not going to probably do an episode on Metal Gear Solid 5. Yeah, so I am on my third beer, probably going to be four during this episode. Hopefully I don't ramble too much. And I am drinking some water also. There we go. Let me start, and I might even just go into this shit. Don't know if I should go into this shit early or not, because it makes it ha I have to, because I have to tell the story the way the story comes up in my mind. So, when I get a PlayStation 3, Metal Gear Solid 4 is one of those games that I see it. I've seen the trailers and I'm like, oh boy, do I fucking need this game. And so when I buy a PlayStation, I'm fully expecting, like, this is the investment I'm putting it towards. Like, I'm cannot wait to play this game. Like, I can wait. Don't get me wrong. There's plenty of other games to play. I'll play those. But this is gonna drop and I'm gonna lose my mind. Now, I mean, I even so far I went into so I was living in we had moved recently from my one house to a new house that my parents had bought. And I was in the basement and we had high speed internet. So I had just really gotten into, like, watching YouTube. I'd never watch YouTube. I'd never really on the internet, because why would you be at slow speeds? Like, it's just not something I did. When I got high speed internet, I was messing around on video game websites and looking at all this stuff and downloading podcasts and really getting into the game industry media in that way. And I remember I had found a podcast that the voice one of the people who ran the voiceovers for Metal Gear was running. He was the host, Ryan Payton. And I mean, I would consume those podcasts like crack. I needed it. They were the Kojima Productions podcasts, and they would be all about the game. They would have guests on, like different voice actors. They would talk about just Metal Gear in general and all kinds of shit. And I loved it. I mean, I listened to that religiously. I loved it. So I was very, very hyped for this game. This easily the most hyped I've ever been for any game. And during that time began a point where Started to lose my myself, I'd say. It's the best way to describe it. I have obsessive compulsive disorder. I have since as long as I can remember being a very small child. I'm talking 5 years old. I remember repeating things and doing things and being uncomfortable and all kinds of stuff. And I'm not going to talk about all that shit. I'm just going to talk about how it might pertain to this game, I suppose. Maybe, I don't fucking know. It's my podcast. Leave me alone. So like I said, I've always had it and I've always known I had it. Well, I didn't know what it was back then. Obviously, 5 years old, I didn't know what obsessive compulsive disorder was. But I would see stuff in the media or like on TV that would kind of portray it, and I'd be like, "Oh, fuck, yeah, I have that." So at a certain point, I knew. I think in high school, I knew. Because we learned about like mental health stuff, I think, in one of our classes, and I was like, oh, that's definitely me. But I never wanted to say that because I don't want to be fucked up. I just want to be normal. So I did what I did throughout my life. I think about this a lot. I don't know how much time I've spent repeating things for no reason to be able to feel comfortable to continue whatever thing I was doing or thinking before that. But it's got to be like a whole nother person's life, and it's really fucking depressing if you think about it that way. But it never. I still was able to like function, I suppose, in the world. I don't know. And during the time of, so during this time when I'm listening to the podcast, I was going to school. I don't think I had a job. I had a job. Oh yeah, this was the point where I had a job. And I had just quit that job and I had some money and, you know, whatever. I don't know. And I was, I believe, going to look for a new job, and I was in the process of doing that. And I was still living at home and really just focused on school and video games. And something happened, like in my head, a switch flipped, and I really, I wasn't the same. Like like I said before, I could function with this problem, but I couldn't function anymore. And there's just things about Metal Gear Solid that I can point to, which is why I'm talking about it now in this episode, not just the video game. So I remember I had just got like I was so amped for this game. Like I bought the DualShock, the new DualShock controllers. I actually bought it for Grand Theft Auto. Well, I bought it for Metal Gear, but since Grand Theft Auto was coming out, I bought it for that. But I was like, I know I can't wait to play Metal Gear, so I gotta get the DualShock. I remember I bought the game. So the game is about to release, and I bought it. And this, I don't know if I can even like really properly describe what was happening.
but I bought the game. I bought the collector's edition, so it's like $90 or some shit, and I really liked that edition too because it came with the Yoji Shinkawa artwork on the box cover, where the original game, if you just bought the regular game, it was Solid Snake's face, which I actually still kind of like because it was so like so detailed. But so I get the game. And I am like in the. So the problem here, it's hard to describe because I'm trying to remember, but the problem in my life at this point was. So I wasn't. This was the summer. You know what? Let me see when this game released because this will confirm my thoughts. MGS4 release date. MGS4 release date. Oh yes, this is absolutely confirming what I was thinking. So, Metal Gear Solid 4 released in June 2008, which was the height of my mental spiral. This summer of 2008. That was it. So the issue here is that I wasn't in school at this point and I didn't have a job. And I was living in a new house. And what was happening was my parents were trying to renovate our other house, right? So they're not even there. And I'm alone. And I'm not blaming anyone for this. I'm just telling the story. So I'm living alone essentially for a good majority of the days, in my own brain. And I get the game though, but I can't even play it because my head has been so fucked up. At this time, I couldn't. I was having to do so many rituals just to be able to think straight, which obviously didn't work. There were not enough hours in the day for me to do these. I would have to get up in the morning. And everything would have to be perfect. And it never would be perfect. And if anyone would ever listen to this and could possibly be in my same situation, it'll never be perfect. And it'll never work the way you want. And you should just stop and get help if you were like me. But everything had, let me, tell a story. Everything had to be perfect. I had to get up. I had to do the things that I had to do a certain amount of times. I had to do this. I had to do this. If something was wrong, I had to do that. And everything was always wrong. So I mean, I didn't do anything during the whole day but repeat actions up the stairs, down the stairs, up the stairs, down the stairs. Make my bed. That didn't work. Redo it. Redo it. Redo it, redo it. At this time, I wasn't eating because I couldn't eat. Everything was so fucked. I couldn't even put food in my mouth and chew it because that didn't work for my brain. Honestly, if I'm really being honest, thinking about it, I don't know how I survived. Just food wise, because I didn't eat. I don't remember drinking. I just don't remember for at least a month, minimum. Pretty much the whole summer, but probably a full month of that. I had to have eaten something, you would imagine. But anyway, So this is happening, and my parents really aren't really noticing, I would say, because they weren't really there. And eventually, I think my mom, well, I know my mom noticed. My dad was spending the nights at the old house, waking up, renovating. So he was like, well, I'm not going to drive back and forth. I'm just going to do it. So my mom could see, however, eventually. I don't remember when I first told her, but yeah, it wasn't good. I was so fucked up. I was angry all the time because nothing was happening the way I wanted in my life. Obviously, I was so fucked up. I was mad. I was mad at everyone around me. I was mad at God. I was mad at myself. I was like the biggest ball of energy of anger and hate at nothing. And I felt like there was nothing that could possibly be done to help. But like I said, I woke up and I had to do these things, and if I didn't get them done, I couldn't enjoy the day. And if I didn't get them done by midnight that night, the next day was ruined. And that happened every night because obviously it fucking did, because you can't do it. Doesn't, when I say this shit, I understand it doesn't make any sense. It's ridiculous, but that's the problem. And even then I knew that. I was like, I know this is going to do it, but I have to do it. I do some of that shit today, but it's obviously much different. Even before recording this, I was washing my hands, because of whatever thoughts and compulsions I had to deal with, that it really just doesn't matter. But it's not about what's going to happen. It's about the thoughts. It's about your brain. It's about not being able to stop your brain from thinking things, or not being able to switch something off. You're trying to enjoy something else and you can't because of this, this, and this, and this. So I remember the first time this really was like a big deal was like I was playing MLB The Show 09 or 08. It was 09. I don't, if they go a year ahead, then maybe, but if they wasn't, then it was 08. And I couldn't get these thoughts out of my head while I was playing. And I just returned the game. I just straight up got fucking store credit for it. And I was like, I just can't play the game. So when Metal Gear Solid 4 came out, I couldn't play it. I was so excited for this game, but right when this game came out, this is when I hit rock bottom. Like I said, I wasn't eating. It's crazy to think I wasn't eating or drinking, but I was doing all these things that I was compelled to do, which was mainly physical, like walking up downstairs, do all this bullshit. So it was like burning probably like 50,000 calories a day and not eating anything. And I didn't even notice. Until I saw myself in the reflection of a window, a sliding glass door, and I was like, holy shit. And that was pretty scary, but back to the game. I have the game, but I can't play it. I can't bring myself to play it because I'm so excited for it. I don't want anything to ruin the game for me. I'm so excited. I don't want to have a thought in my head that I can't get rid of while I'm playing, and it's going to ruin the game. It's going to ruin this cutscene. It's going to ruin this boss battle. It's going to ruin... It's just going to fuck everything up. So I didn't even play it. And I was miserable. And I was even mad at myself because I thought, they're just video games, you idiot. People have other problems. Bigger problems. People have cancer. People don't have food. People's loved ones are dead, or somebody got blown up in the war. Like, what the fuck are you complaining about, you idiot? Those were the things that ran through my head. You just can't play a video game? It's not that big of a deal, but it really is when you can't enjoy a single thing in your life. So this is where I shout out one of my best friends of all time. I talk a lot about friends in this podcast, and I have a lot of friends. And this one friend means a lot to me. During this time in my life, no matter what day it was or what time it was, I could call this person. I still could now, but luckily I, you know, much better. But I could call this person, and he would drop fucking anything to help me out. I've said it before, and I wish I could repay the favors, but there's no way I could. I can't even count on, I couldn't keep track how many times I threw up the bat signal and he shows up. And I remember one day I was just so fucked up, and he drove. So I wanted to play this game so bad, but I couldn't because of my problems. The problem was so great that I couldn't even put the disc in. I couldn't even open it. Like, I was like, I can't ruin this. And this is what we did. This is what my brain allowed me to do, and he helped me do it. And I'll never forget. We drove to the video rental store. They had a copy of Metal Gear Solid 4 there. I rented it, knowing full well I have purchased this video game. I pack out my PS3. We put it in his car. His Jeep. This Jeep's not a car, really. It's not a truck. It's not a car. It's just a Jeep. This is same friend who's got the fucking horrendous rear projection TV in the basement. We hooked that up. I mean, the whole time my heart is about to jump out of my chest, like, so anxious. I'm excited because I want to see it. I'm nervous because I don't want my brain to just fucking destroy everything that I love. So we hook it up. So I rent the game. We hook it up. And luckily, they had the game at the rental place because, as you know, there was probably only one of them there. So we get it. We hook it up. And I had been hyped on even the intro of this game because of that podcast, the Kojima Productions podcast. Ryan Payton is always talking about how fucking awesome and innovative this intro is going to be and all this cool shit and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, I was over the moon for this shit. So we put it in. I can't touch the controller. I can't even play it. I give him the controller. And he's played Twin Snakes at this point. I think he's probably played other one. I think Twin Snakes was his first foray into the game. But I gave him the controller and he plays, and I just watch and I'm blown away. Just getting to enjoy it. And I'm telling him to do, I'm like, hey, do that. Can you, not too crazy. I was like, you know, just, does this do this? Is this... We played for a few hours, whatever. I spend the night at his house. I sleep on the couch. I wake up that night and I'm doing all kinds of like hand washing shit in his bathroom. Trying not to, like fucking so hard trying not to. Anyway, I get dropped off the next day at his house, or my house. So stupid. And my parents have a Sony Bravia, really awesome TV upstairs. A decade old TV at this point, but it was pretty awesome at the time. It's still pretty nice now. Speakers are really good. And I'm going to have to pause the episode so I can pee, but I'll come back and you won't even know. And I am back. And you did know that I peed because I said it, and I did not edit that part out. She just left it running so you'd hear it. anyway, my parents have a 47-inch Bravia 1080p awesome TV upstairs, and I'd typically been playing, or not been playing, but I had I had a 22-inch tube TV CRT in my room back then. So HDTVs were a thing, but I didn't have one. And I was like, and no one was home. And I was like, I'm gonna hook this shit up to this TV and play this. Obviously, I didn't time myself and I didn't keep track. Not that I would want to remember, but I walked in and out of my front door to my house with my shit, my bag, and all my stuff. I don't know. I want to say hours. Plugged in my PlayStation 3, unplugged it, plugged it in, unplugged it, plugged it in, unplugged it, plugged it in, unplugged it. I don't know how many times. And I never really played it, even then. I tried. And I couldn't do it. And it was around this time that I finally hit the lowest of lows, and I don't remember the specifics, but I must have agreed to go to a doctor, because I was very hesitant to do that. I don't want to be crazy. I don't want to be labeled crazy. I just don't want that. So, my mom gets me in to see a psychiatrist, and I say everything that I'm like, I already know what I have, and this is why I know it, which he agreed. Put me on some medication, and it took a little while, and I really leaned heavily into my mom. And again, my dad was, I think, just becoming aware of this. No disrespect to him. And but I had been taking that medication, and let it work a little bit, get into my system, and I finally started to play Metal Gear. And when I had these thoughts that I couldn't get rid of, and these compulsions, I needed to go do something to stop thinking about whatever, and the medication doesn't really make you stop. What it did for me then, and I think it might be changing now, I'm not sure, my life's a lot different now than it was then, was I would have one of these thoughts, like, you gotta go do this thing, like, but I would just be like, but, like, I'm not gonna do that, just keep playing the game, or, like, I'll watch a movie, and it would be like, my head would be like, dude, you gotta do this thing. But the medication was like, but do you really want to do that? Or do you want to sit on your ass and watch this movie? So it worked. And I played that fucking game. I played Metal Gear Solid 4. I played that fucking game 8 times in a row. And I watched all the fucking cutscenes. And I beat the shit out of it. And when they released the patch for that platinum trophy, I said, by God, I'm getting that game. Or that platinum trophy. And I have 78%, like I said. So I recently put the game back in the PS3 and saw what it was all about. Now, I haven't even talked about the fucking game yet. But, yeah, the intro was interesting. It's, like, so hard to talk about because I love almost everything about it. The thing that made Metal Gear Solid 4 my favorite was... It wouldn't have been my favorite if 1 didn't exist. If Metal Gear Solid 1 didn't exist, this wouldn't be my favorite. If this was just a game set by itself, and the locations were different, or something was called something different, then no. But we're Solid Snake again in this game, and he's old, and he's dying, and it's sad, and fuck, and... It's my favorite character, and I've only played him in one game, and the thing about the gameplay was, like, in 1, 2, and 3, you have very limited control, but 4, you have tons of control over Snake's body. You can... Crawling, there's several ways to crawl. You can crawl on your back or slide on your back. You can lean over ledges and, you know, flip down and do this. And you can, there's just a lot more options for you to have. And the best part of the game, and still the best part of the entire franchise, is the Octo Camo suit, which is you wearing a suit. And then if whatever thing you press up against, like a wall or the ground, if you sit there for a couple seconds, your suit makes this cool noise, and then it mimics whatever texture and color it is. So if you lay in some grass, it looks like your grass. If you lay against a brick wall, oh, it looks like your brick wall. Fucking awesome! The best. Still to this day. But I can't believe they didn't put in MGS5 as like a add-on. Like a you beat the shit out of this game. Here's Octo Camo. It's egregious. Egregious oversight. And going back to play it for the platinum, it is kind of hard. So it's not... It would be nice with a nice up-res... texture work, maybe clean up. It's a little hazy, a little foggy. That would be interesting. I would really love that. And then, because Metal Gear Solid 5 controls even better, it ups the ante. It just doesn't have Octo Camo. So there is real distinct, like, evolution in these games, and you can aim and shoot in third person, and again, you're not really incentivized to do so. It is a stealth game. You should sneak, but tons of weapons. Sneaking is fun with that suit. I mean, that suit is everything in this game. The bosses are kind of derivative because they kind of mimic the first games. You know, there's like a Psychomantis character, and there's a Sniper Wolf type character. But here's the thing. So the best part about this game is that you go back to the location of the first game. And I love it so much because it's like you're in that environment in the first game, but the graphics are the way they are, and you've never been back. But then you go back, and it's Metal Gear Solid 4, so the graphics are pretty, and like you're in the same locations as the first game, but it just, everything looks so pretty. You're like, wow, I'm back. And it feels like it's been that long. And you jump into Metal Gear Rex and fight Metal Gear Ray. You fight Revolver Ocelot or Liquid Ocelot. Whoever the fuck it is. It's Revolver Ocelot, but it's Liquid. He's crazy. I don't know. And you fight a Metal Gear Ray inside the Metal Gear Rex from the original game. Like, they do, it's just, they do everything you want. There's a bunch of callbacks to the first game. The Psycho Mantis fight, it's not Mantis, it's Screaming Mantis. It's whatever, I don't know. Psycho Mantis, like, makes a cameo. They talk about PlayStation 1 limitations and Blu-ray and PS3, and that's why I don't know if it'll ever be on the Xbox systems, but pretty biased towards PlayStation, which is fine for me. Like, you control the little robot you get in the game with the DualShock. There's a part where it's like Otacon calls you and he's like, "Yay, you gotta fucking switch the disc," and he goes, "Oh yeah, we're on Blu-ray." I love that shit. That's funny. So yeah, the whole fucking game, and the end, like when you're crawling through a microwave and you're like, Snake's gonna die, I teared up. Maybe one tear came out. The end of that game, like, I couldn't get enough. That game could have had 50 hours of cutscenes, and I think it had 8, and it was fine with me, because it wrapped up everything I wanted to know, everything I wanted to see. My favorite character. And speaking of favorite characters, Solid Snake, the voice actor, David Hayter. I remember back in the day, he was like the coolest character. And I was like, I never want to see what he looks like, you know, because I don't want it to be ruined. I don't want to see Solid Snake's voice have to be some fucking nerd. And, I got on Google one day, and I saw a picture of him, David Hayter, and I clicked it, and I went, "Oh no, I see Solid Snake now. It's ruined." But luckily, it wasn't ruined. What? Hang on. I was just going in my DMs. I sent a direct message to David Hayter once that was like, you know, back in the day, I didn't ever want to know who you were because I hoped you weren't a nerd. I didn't want you to look like a fucking loser. But I saw a picture of you and I was like, oh, that's cool. He, like, you are Solid Snake. Like, I wasn't disappointed. And he just said, "Thanks, Jacob." I don't know what I worded there because now it won't let me read it. I don't know why. He probably turned his This DM's off. Hopefully it's that and he didn't like block me or some shit. He did not block me. I don't think I've ever offended David Hayter. Anyway. So I've always liked David Hayter. His voice actor, or his voice for the character. He is Solid Snake, and I think he's leaning more into that being his calling card than, because he's a screenwriter, and I believe he's directed films. So this isn't his day job, but I think he appreciates it more now than he might have a few years ago, even. Anyway. So, yeah, Metal Gear is the same as the other ones, but it's better. And it has a special place in my heart because of all that shit that I said earlier. Yeah, so I don't know. If you want to talk about Metal Gear Solid 4 or mental health or obsessive compulsive disorder or how you can get help, or maybe you just want to talk to somebody, you can go to my Twitter. On Twitter, I am PopConJacob. That's PopConJacob. I assume my DMs are open. I don't get any, but you can DM me. Do not tweet at me or DM me if you don't like me or hate me or think I'm stupid or anything I've said is stupid. You can listen. There's other podcasts out there. Tons. But if you would, or if you did like the show in general, or honestly just want to reach out for any other reason besides hate and shit talking, I'm open, and I appreciate you listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Probably didn't. Maybe you did. Don't know. But I'll see you next week. I don't know when I'm going to post this. This could be in 2 weeks, this could be in 2 months, this could be in 2 years. It's interesting because I don't think anybody listens, really. So I'm posting all that info out there to like nobody really, but maybe somebody, hopefully, maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, I'll see you next week.